Now, I'm going to play a track by Nathan Carter. And when I say Nathan Carter, a lot of people, well, they expect sort of country and Irish, but this is not quite that. For many years, when people emigrated from Ireland, they went to Liverpool, which is sort of the next door port in the UK. It was the nearest one. They just got the boat over to Liverpool. Many of them stayed in Liverpool. And in fact, at one time, Liverpool used to be known as the capital of Ireland. So many Irish people lived there. But then, of course, some of them moved on and went northwest to Manchester, and others went south to through the Midlands to Birmingham, Derby, and then others went on to London. Some stayed in Liverpool. In fact, my own family did just that. We emigrated from Dublin to Liverpool. But in today's world, many people, well, they just fly. It's about a 20-minute flight, maybe half an hour flight from Dublin to Liverpool. But in those days, everybody took the boat to Liverpool. And this is what Nathan Carter is telling us all about. The boat to Liverpool, and he gets over to Liverpool, and he has a ball over there playing music and working and mixing with all the Irish crowd. Nathan Carter, The Boat to Liverpool.
Sailed away from the old North Wall, traveling feet gave me the call, leaving a suitcase in my hand. With the price of a pint, didn't need a bite, there was good old crack on the boat that night, as we left our homes in Ireland. Now the lights, they flickered from the shore, the boat was rocking to and fro, heading for the docks of Liverpool. We sang and danced the night away, the squeeze box and the fiddle played, stepping off the boat in Liverpool. Boy. Rise up at the crack of dawn, working hard the whole week long, nighttime I play me old guitar. How we sang together on and on, side by side and standing tall, the crack was good down in the Liffey bar. The lights, they flickered from the shore, the pub was rocking to and fro, down beside the docks of Liverpool. How we sang and danced the night away, the squeeze back sign and fiddle played, stepping out at night in Liverpool. Fortune came, I'll have you know, leaving that old suitcase in my hand. And the time has come to bid adieu to me good old pals in Liverpool. Tomorrow I'll be back in Ireland. The lights, they flickered from the shore, the boat was rocking to and fro, and from the docks of Liverpool.
I don't know what I was talking about there. Of course that was country and Irish, and very good country and Irish from Nathan Carter, with a little bit of the quote from The Leaving of Liverpool at the end. I was impressed with that, and I like that. We'll hear that track again in the not-too-distant future. Maybe it's because I have Liverpool connections. And we're still in the country and Irish mood, because here's one of the greatest musicians of late that's come out from Ireland for the past number of years, Michael English, a multi-talented man, sings some wonderful stuff, including this track. And listen to the lyrics.
As I take a look around, what do I see? Lots of smiling faces, smiling back at me. What's the use in crying? It only brings you pain. We play the music and we don't like the rain. My song is true, your smile is warm, making me glad that I've been born. Health and wealth, a clear blue sky. I love hello, and I sure do hate goodbye. I'd write a never-ending love song. If life was a page, we'd sing and dance forever, the world being our stage. Don't look in the mirror, don't listen to it yell, and may all your wishes end with a well. My song is true, your smile is warm, making me glad that I've been born. A clear blue sky, I love hello, and I sure do hate goodbye. Part of war so long, now we must end, but you are my hero and I am your friend. Feel free and easy, like a bird on a tree. And one more time, listen to me. My song is true, your smile is warm, making me glad that I've been born. A clear blue sky, I love hello, and I sure do hate goodbye. I love hello, and I sure do hate goodbye.
Michael English, and I sure do hate goodbyes. Well, Michael, we're not going quite yet because there's still a little bit of the programme to play. So stay with us, because here we've got John Kelly. Now, I've become a big fan of John Kelly over the last year or so, and I've been playing quite a lot of his music on Sounds Irish. And why not when he comes up with tracks like this?
There's a land decree across the sea, you'll miss it someday yet. There's a memory you'll cherish and you never will forget. If you want to know just where to go to fill that endless dream, find the land they call Old Innisfail, that little isle of green. It's filled with peace and beauty, from nature's open door, from its mountains soaring in the sky to its valleys down below, and its forests tall stand over all the finest ever seen. Sure you won't forget the folks you've met on that little isle of green, for their eyes have seen its beauty, other lips have spoke its praise of its mansions and its castles, the scenes of bygone days. And every heart beats faster for an Irish colleen as she sings so sweet where the waters meet on that little isle of green. St. Patrick loved this land above all others he had seen, and the emigrant returns to it no matter where he's been, as he makes his way to his cottage gray beside the old Boreen. Sure he's glad he came to see again the little Isle of Green. Sure he's glad he came to see again that little Isle of Green.
I think on the very, very first Sounds Irish programme, way back in the day, I played this particular track. It's a song by, well, it's sung here by Mary Duff, but it's been recorded by countless Irish artists, including Planxty, I think. I heard their version. I think theirs was the first version I heard, but I've heard three or four different versions of it. But, friend, I just want to say that I think, and it's only Joe Bollard expressing an opinion, I think this is the best version of the song There He Is. Let's hear the sea rolling up against the cliffs of Doneen, with a beautiful interpretation of the song from Mary Duff.
You may travel far, far from your own native home, far away. Far away o'er the foam, but of all the fine places that I've ever seen, oh, there's none to compare with the cliffs of Doneen. Take a view o'er the mountains, fine sights you see there. You'll see the high rocky mountains on the west coast of Clare. Oh, the towns of Kilrush and Kilkee can be seen from the high rocky slopes around the cliffs of Doneen. 'Tis a fine place to be on a fine summer's day, watching all the wild flowers that ne'er do decay. Oh, the errant lofty pheasant are plain to be seen, making homes for their young round the cliffs of Dunedin. Fare thee well to Dunedin, fare thee well for a while, and to all the fine people I'm leaving behind, to the streams and the meadows where oft I have been, high rocky slopes round the cliffs of Dunedin. The high rocky slopes round the cliffs of Dunedin.
Tarsha Begaistuk Sounds Irish, Lemisha, Joe Bollard. The beautiful voice of Maureen Hegarty. I came across Maureen's voice a couple of years ago and I discovered her wonderful version of How Are Things in Glochamora. Remember, we've played it quite a few times, but there she was singing The Green Glens of Antrim. Earlier on the programme, I played the Black family. Now I'm coming to another Irish musical family, The Corrs, very talented. They come from County Louth. Remember we spoke about County Louth being the smallest county in Ireland. Here they're showing their instrumental dexterity with a piece called Toss the Feathers. A recording of the live performance of the Corrs and Toss the Feathers. Fantastic. Now for our Brendan O'Dowd track. I nearly forgot about him this week. I'm going to play one of my favourites. I know I play it over and over again, but I love it. It's Brendan O'Dowd's version of The Darling Girl from Clare. Just goes to show you, you see, if you play hard to get, they come running. Take a listen to Brendan O'Dowd.
We were sitting on the wall upon a Sunday to watch the girls go by, and thinking we'd be married too on one day when Kate Flynn caught our eye. Oh boy, she was the makings of a fairy, and it made each boy all swear. There's not a girl in the wide, wide world like the darling girl from Clare. And every man, I got the finest plan you'd ever seen now, barring me now. Every day there's one of them would say that she'll agree now, you'll see now. All night they'd fight as to which of them was right about the colour of her eyes and hair. But not a word from me was ever heard about the darling girl from Clare. So Says Fagin, it's the father I'll be pleasin'. I'll tell him of the land I've tilled. I'll tell him of the cattle I have grazin', and the house I mean to build. And when he sees the arable and pasture, and the fat stock feedin' there, and the hens and the chicken shim will go to the dickens for the darling girl from Clare. So every man I got the finest plan you'd ever seen now, barring me now. Every day there's one of them would say that she'll agree now. He'll see now, thinks I well now. Though I haven't e'er a cow of cash, I've got my share. And so I know the way they ought to go about the darling girl from Clare. Says Sharky she'll be coming to the shop here to buy some sort of thing. I lax her if she has a mind to stop here, and should I buy the ring? And when she sees the curtains on the windows and the owl clock on the stair, keeping time to the minute, no one else will there be in it with the darling girl from Clare. So every man has got the finest plan you'd ever seen now, barring me now. Every day there's one of them would say that she'll agree now. He'll see now, thinks I am a stop all your life in your shop, and not a hair I care. With all your gold he'll never hold a hold upon the darling girl from Clare. I never said a single word about her, but I met the girl that day. I told her I could never live without her, and what had she to say? She said that I might go and ask a father. I met him then and there, and in less than an hour we were fighting for the dower of the darling girl from Clare. So every man has got the finest plan you'd ever seen now, barring me now. Every day there's one of them would say that she'll agree now. You'll see now. But late last night when the moon was bright, I asked her if she'd share me joy and me sorrow and me gorrow. On tomorrow I'll be married to the girl from Clare.
Ah, the darling girl from Clare. And from Clare, we're going back to the Dublin City Ramblers, telling us all about the bold old Donoghue.
Well, here I am from Paddy's land, the land of fire and elm. I broke the hearts of all the girls from miles of Dublin town. And when they hear that I'm a war, they raise a hullabaloo. When they hear about the handsome lad that they call O'Donoghue.
For I'm the boy to please her, I'm the boy to tease her, I'm the boy to squeeze her, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll curd her like an Irish man, to be broken blarney to his me amateur, rollickin, smollickin, hollickin, bollickin, well, O'Donoghue.
I wish my love was a red, red rose grown on the garden wall. I need to be a dewdrop, and upon her brow I'd fall. Perhaps now she might think of me as a rather heavy dew. The more she loved that handsome lad that they call O'Donoghue.
For I'm the boy to please her, I'm the boy to tease her, I'm the boy to squeeze her, and I'll tell you what I'll do. Well, I'll court her like an Irish man, and me broken blarney too, as me amateur Lolligan, Swalligan, Holligan, Walligan, Pell O'Donoghue.
That Queen Victoria has a daughter fine and grand. Perhaps she'd take it into her head for to marry an Irish man. If I could only get the chance to have a word or two, I'm sure she'd take a notion to the Bell O'Donoghue.
For I'm the boy to please her,
tell you what I'll do. Well, I'll purge her like an Irish man, be grog and Barney too, be amateur, rolligan, swolligan, holligan, holligan, hell, not on the hill. For I'm the wise of bees, sir, and I'm the wise of tease, sir. I'm the Viking squeezer, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll purge her like an Irish man, be grog and Barney too, be amateur, rolligan, swolligan, holligan, holligan, hell, not on the hill.
Dublin City Ramblers bringing our Sounds Irish to a close this week. Friends, I hope you've enjoyed the programme. I've had a ball putting it together, listening to those lovely old tracks. Listen, this is Joe Bullard saying, oh, before I go, don't forget the email address. We've got lots of stations around the world listening to the programme now. That thrills me immensely. The email address, everton274@sky.com. Everton 274 at sky.com and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Friends, may good God bless you and yours and, of course, me and mine. And until we're together again next week, it's Joe Bullard saying, take care. God bless you all. Travel safely. Slán. Bye.